Hello.
Yes, hi, this is Jerry calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. We're not trying to sell anything and your answers will remain confidential. Are you or anyone in your household a reporter, appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaigns?
No.
Okay. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for president, U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November 5th? I'm definitely going to vote. Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, not at all likely, or you're not registered to vote?
I'm registered and I'm definitely going to vote.
Now, with which political party are you registered?
Excuse me, I'm registered as a Democrat, but my friend is registered as a Republican. There's two of us
here. Thank you. Now, what is the last grade of formal education you had completed?
Both of us.
Less than high school. Okay, and what is your main racial background?
He's Irish and I'm Puerto Rican.
Okay. Thank you. Now, what is your age?
We're both 61.
Thank you. Now, generally speaking, would you say thinking in Osceola County are going into the right direction, wrong track, or about the same?
Say that again. What's the question? I didn't get the question. Say it again.
Yes. Generally speaking, would you say things in Osceola County are going to the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
In our county?
Yes, Osceola County.
Yeah, everything's fine.
Okay. Now, when voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. Afterwards, please indicate how you voted. The proposal is called Bond Referendum for Acquisition and Management of Environmentally Sensitive Recreational and Food Control Land. The ballot reads, to acquire, preserve, protect, manage, improve, or restore environmentally significant lands, wildlife habitat, land for flood control, and land for trails and passive recreation, shall Osceola County an additional $0.25 million in balance tax and issues bonds payable their form in one or more series with an aggregate principal amount not exceeding $70 million, excluding previously authorized indebtedness maturing not later than 20 years from insurance bearing interest not exceeding the maximum legal rate. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
Well, I'm for the environment. I might vote yes if I understood the question better. But my friend is definitely against climate, so he would definitely vote no.
I understand. Thank you. Now, will you say, are you definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Me? Maybe. Depends on if it's for global warming, it's a definite yes. But if it's not, then probably not. If it's going to cost money for, you know, if it's not specifically about global warming, I'd probably vote no.
Okay, thank you. Now, if you knew this proposal will cost the average homeowner $40 per year for the next 20 years, would you vote yes in favor or this proposal or no against this proposal?
Like I said, does it have anything to do with global warming?
I only have this information here. I don't have more details.
Well, then probably not.
Okay. As mentioned, this proposal will raise about $70 million to conserve environmentally sensitive lands and costs the average Osceola County homeowner about $40 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? I prefer this proposal to raise less money to conserve environmentally sensitive lands about $40 million, which will cost the average Osceola County homeowners about $23 per year. The next one. I prefer this proposal raise more money to conserve environmentally sensitive lands about $100 million, which will cost the average Osceola County homeowner about $57 per year. Next one. I'm fine with the current proposal, which will cost the average Osceola County homeowner about $40 per year. And the last one, I oppose this proposal, regardless of how much money will be raised to conserve environmentally sensitive lands.
Probably the least amount of money.
Okay, thank you. Now, from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Osceola County focus on most to help you and your family? Improving public education and local schools, protecting water quality and water supply, improving the economy and creating jobs, dealing with inflation and high cost of living, fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat, holding the line on
the inflation part.
I'm sorry?
The inflation thing.
Okay. Now, do you think Osceola County is growing and developing too fast, too slow, or about right?
I have no idea.
That's okay. If approved by voters, this proposal will authorize the Osceola Board of County Commissioners to spend these taxpayers' funds on conserving environmentally sensitive lands. Knowing this, will you say you trust or do not trust the Osceola Board of County Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely?
I do not trust any politician to spend their money wisely.
Thank you. Now, there are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this program to conserve environmentally sensitive lands in Osceola County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money. The first one, to provide natural floodwater storage to help reduce flooding. Do you approve or disapprove?
Mm-hmm. But if I'm approving about somebody spending money, a politician spending money, I don't approve of any of it, believe me. There isn't
okay.
A politician on this planet that isn't out for themselves.
Okay, and the next one, to protect wildlife habitat.
They won't spend the money wisely.
So do you approve or disapprove?
Of wildlife, I approve.
Okay, strongly or somewhat?
Excuse me?
Yeah, do you approve strongly or somewhat approve?
Somewhat.
Next one. To protect open space from overdevelopment.
Somewhat. Approved.
Okay. To protect drinking water sources.
Oh, definitely. Approved.
Next one. To protect the Florida Wildlife Corridor.
I guess I approve of that, yeah.
Okay. To protect, to provide land for trails and passive recreation.
Couldn't care less.
To acquire and manage environmentally sensitive lands.
Definitely.
And the last one, to preserve natural areas.
Definitely.
Now, we almost finished with the survey. You will now be given a few statements about this program to conserve environmentally sensitive lands in Osceola County. After each statement, please indicate if you will make you more likely or less likely to support the program. If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. The first one, there will be full public disclosure of all project spending. The options are more likely or less likely.
But there will be full disclosure?
Yeah, there will be full public disclosure of all project spending.
I don't believe that.
Okay, next one. There is a citizen's oversight comment that guides the county commission in their decisions making.
You're asking me if they're going to follow the rules?
Okay, basically, you will now give a few statements about this program to conserve environmentally sensitive lands in Osceola County. After each statement, please indicate if it will make you more likely or less likely to support the program. So the statement is, there is citizens oversight committee that guides the county commission in their decision making.
Oh, yes.
Some much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Oh, much more likely.
Next one. The funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds.
Oh, much more likely.
Next one, there will be an annual public audit of how the funds are spent.
That's correct.
Thank you. Now, you will now give some statements in favor of this program to conserve environmentally sensitive lands in Osceola County. After each statement, please indicate whether the argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. If each will make no difference, you can indicate it as well. The first one, Osceola County is one of the fastest growing counties in Florida. By preserving these lands, this proposal will slow the rampant development that is harming quality of lives and driven up costs for everyday residents. Is this very convincing, somewhat not to, not at all, or not difference for you?
I have no information, so I'd say it's not too convincing. I just don't know.
Okay, thank you. Next one. The changing climate is leading to stronger storms and more frequent flooding that affect our everyday lives. This proposal conserves our forests and wetlands that naturally absorb floodwaters and reduce the risk of flooding to homeowners and local businesses. Is this very convincing for you, somewhat, not to net at all, or no different?
I'd say somewhat convincing.
Thank you. The next one. $3.33 per month is a small price to pay to preserve and protect our water quality and some of the last remaining natural areas in Osceola County.
I guess that's pretty convincing, yes.
Very convincing, somewhat, not to you at all, no difference.
Well, I keep saying somewhat convincing because I need the information behind where, you know, where are you getting this information from? Where is the statement coming from? Who's it coming from? You know, just somebody saying it doesn't make it true.
I understand. Okay, now next one. With land prices rising dramatically and the amount of natural lands dwindling, we must act now to preserve our last remaining natural areas and wildlife habitat for our children and grandchildren before they are lost to development.
Yes, I agree with that.
Very convincing, somewhat, or not too convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. This proposal will create new parks, trails, and recreational areas for residents to enjoy the outdoors.
Not convincing.
Okay. Preserving natural areas, wildlife habitat, and water resource can play a very important role in preserving our quality of life in Osceola County.
Very convincing.
Thank you. Next one. In today's digital age, it is more important than it's more important than ever to provide parks, natural areas, and outdoor recreation programs for children to play outdoors and be physically active.
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. Nothing is more important than having clean water to drink. By supporting this proposal, we can purchase land to protect drinking water quality by preventing runoff and toxic chemicals from flowing into Osceola County water supply.
That's absolutely convincing.
Okay. Outdoor recreation already generates millions of dollars for Osceola County each year, and this proposal will help boost the local economy, support our small businesses and agriculture industries, and create more jobs.
Once again, I need more information, but I guess it's somewhat convincing.
Okay. And the last one, this proposal is not a new tax, rather a continuation upon the environmental lands conservation programs that nearly 7 in 10 Osceola County's residents have previously approved. This program has protected over 3,000 acres of environmentally sensitive land for conservation and public use, like Shingle Creek, Camp Lonesome, and Cherokee Point.
I guess somewhat convincing.
Okay, thank you. Now, into account everything
all
you
these
just
questions,
heard.
Yeah, all these questions are very hard to answer simply because, you know, I don't have the information necessary to make a good judgment, you know? So it's very hard to say how anyone would vote without, you know, you're basically asking me to say something about something I know very little about, and then you're basically asking me to trust you with what you're saying, which, you know, I don't know you from Adam, so I, you know, you could say boo and I don't care. So, you know, it doesn't, your survey doesn't make sense to me, if you understand what I'm trying to say.
Of course. I mean, we're not working for any political party or a group or something. This is an independent research. So we're
I
not
know,
expecting
but I'm saying, it doesn't
convince
make
you.
Your questions. How can anybody, unless they are, know the facts about what you're talking about, how can anybody make a decent judgment about it? You know, somebody, you would have to know what you're talking about, and I know very little about what you're mm-hmm. talking about.
I understand.
So, you know, making a judgment is very difficult, and any answer I give is really, you know, not necessarily the answer I would actually give if I knew the information better.
Okay, of course, I completely understand your point, but once again, I mean, if you don't know that, that's okay. That's why we have several options, so you can choose the best option for you, right? But we're not expecting that you know about everything that we're asking for. It's okay if you don't know or if you don't have opinion about it. So we almost finished.
But what I'm saying to you is that your survey is skewed. Your survey is not generating the kind of information for anyone that makes any sense, truly, because, like I said, how many people know, you know, what it takes to answer most of these questions? How many people in Osceola County know about these situations? Like, literally know the, you know, it just, Your survey makes no sense.
Your
survey is bullshit. You know, to put it, whatever, it doesn't matter what your survey says, because nobody, or well, the majority of people that are answering these questions for you are not going to know enough about the questions to give a decent answer about. So it's just, you know, off the cuff. You know, you tell me something about the environment that, yeah, I'm for the environment. Sure, I'm for clean water. You know, but you're making statements that I'm supposed to believe are true about parks and this, that, and the other that I don't know anything about. So you're just making a statement, and I'm supposed to agree or disagree, or your survey is going to come out so skewed that any way it comes out, it doesn't matter because it's bullshit. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I understand. Would you like to continue
okay,
with the survey?
So that means that I'm done taking the survey, and whatever answers you got there, you can basically scrub them because I'm starting to hear your questions. I thought you were going to ask me, you know, if I was going to vote for Biden or Trump or, you know, that kind of thing. You know, this is, you know, about environmental surveys and stuff like that. And I know very little about all that stuff. And any answers I give you are really uninformed. So I would have to say, when I was voting for these things, I would, you know, literally need to, you know, have more information. And being that I'm going to be voting by mail, I'm going to definitely, you know, do research before I make my vote. Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
All right. Thank you. Have a nice day, sir.